We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
Southern Mississippi has done what people said they couldn't do.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, live from walk-ons, welcome to Golden Eagle Hotline. Golden Eagle Hotline is brought to you by Walk-On Sports Bistro. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Now, here's the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox.
And hello, everybody, and welcome in to Walk-Ons here in Hattiesburg. It is time for another edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline. A little different tonight with the basketball in the midst of an open date. And the coaches on the road recruiting and watching ball games. We are going to turn our attention to basketball tonight. And we've got the two head coaches at Southern Miss are going to visit with us for the next hour or so as we talk Golden Eagle and Lady Golden Eagle basketball. Got Coach Joy Lee McNellis and Coach Joey Lander as our guest tonight here at the Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg. And love to have you join our conversation if you'd like to. If you'd like to get a part of the show tonight, ask a question, you can email it to southernmissathletics@gmail.com or at on Twitter, USM Golden Eagles. And we've got somebody manning the computer over there, and so they'll be glad to write your question down and pass it on to us as we talk Golden Eagle basketball tonight with Coach Jay Lander and Coach Joy Lee McNellis. And we're going to try to maneuver with the three people and three microphones here and try to see if we can make it through the next hour or so. And we'll start off with Joy. Joy, talk about the start of another basketball season. Always an exciting time. It finally comes around. A little different now because you get to work almost year-round with your basketball team, but kind of October is the start of basketball. Tell us real quick about how things are going for you and the Lady Eagles as you guys have gotten back on the basketball court.
Well, John, I first of all want to say I know you're multi-talented, so you'll be able to work this with Jay and I together.
It's like flying a space shuttle.
That's right. You know, when the first chill hit the air, it was like it's basketball season. It is time to get started. That warmed up a little bit today, but just exciting to know what's going on with seeing what's going on with basketball in general. I mean, Jay and his staff's done a phenomenal job. We peek in on their practices all the time, and it's just always fun. I steal a few drills every now and then from him. I'm just really excited overall what we have for basketball in general going on at Southern Miss. As far as the Lady Eagles, you know, we return really and truly two players that started for us last year in Kelsey Jones and Deja Almond. And both of those are expected to be able to play a very strong role in the leadership this season. Both of them have, ever since their career has started at Southern Miss, has been an integral part of our program. But I will tell you, Destiny Smith, that started some last year, has really improved. Then my three freshmen last year that I absolutely love, Hattiesburg's own Malia Grayson, freshman of the year in Conference USA, Brickayla Gray from West Jones, and Rose Warren from Puckett. Those three freshmen have really, really made tremendous strides and have really impacted our practices. And I will say, last year we played Rose at the four spot. Well, because we've had some injuries, we've moved her from the point spot. So we joke and call her a point post player because she started for us at the four, and now we've moved her to the one. And so that is really the core of our team, to be very honest with you. And we got a lot of newcomers coming along, too, as well.
All right, we'll talk about them as we go along tonight. Jay, what about you? What's it like for you? I know when you and I were growing up, that October 15th date used to be the one where you enjoy, too, when you started being able to practice basketball. That's changed a little bit, but still that excitement of finally knowing the season is just around the corner. It's got to be a lot of fun.
I wish, you know, of course, in typical NCAA fashion, things are very cumbersome. So, you know, and Coach can echo this, you go back 42 days. They allow you to go back 42 days from your first ball game, and then you can practice 30 of those days. So, of course, I had a chance to watch Coach and them just for a little bit today, and I want to, of course, repay the compliment to Coach and them. First of all, as I was growing up, I was a huge – my family, we have a strong Hancock County lineage, and where Coach is from, she's from Lee Town in Hancock County. My dad's from big city of Kill, but when she signed, we used to go watch her play when she was in high school. And many people remember that she was just such a great player. And when she signed with Southern Miss, that was even better because we were here in town and playing for Coach James and those First Lady Eagle teams. That was exciting. So I always had so much respect for Coach, and then watching them practice. That I tell you what, here's what I'll say about the Lady Eagles, and before I answer your October 15th question, is from my office at the top of the Coliseum, I know when they're practicing. They are loud, and they are emotional, and they are into practice, and Coach doesn't take anything less, I can assure you. So that's a great learning experience for myself, coaching staff, and our players as we're progressing toward the season. So I want to go back. You said about the old days, it was October 15th, NCAA, you could start. Now it's 42 days back. You can practice 30. Why the cumbersomeness, I don't know, but it is. But, you know, there was a time when everybody would have March Madness and those things. But it's here. Coach said that any time it begins to get a little bit cool in there, it seems to be basketball season. There's a lot of excitement building right now among our players, but we're getting to the point we're ready to play someone else. We've been practicing a while, and we're excited about that. We have a scrimmage coming up, a closed scrimmage next Sunday, actually, down in Hammond. And then, of course, after that, we'll have an exhibition game on the 4th and open up the season on the 9th, so it's here.
Joy, how does it change? Where you used to not, you'd have limited opportunities to practice or with your team before. Now it is kind of a year-round thing. How has that kind of changed your preparation for the season?
Well, what we do in the summer, obviously, is we spend a lot of time in the weight room, conditioning, agility. We take at least half of our 8 hours that we're allowed to be able to do that, to try to make them bigger, faster, stronger, to be able to handle the physical play of college basketball. And then we work with them 4 hours a week, and ours is all skill development. We do skill. You know, I'm not sure about the guys, but I do know this about guys. They'll go play pickup. If there's a basketball goal and there's a ball around, guys will go play pickup. Girls do not do that. They do not. They're going to get their nails done. Now it's they're putting on eyelashes, and, you know, they have 100 other things they want to do. So girls, as a rule, in skill development is very limited. So we have to spend those 8 hours working on skill set. And so that's what we do. We don't do anything team. It is all skill. Because a lot of players we get travel a lot. That is one thing. They travel. Like if they're going to go left, instead of crossing over with their right foot, they'll pick up that left foot. And again, their skill set is not really where it should be. Our post players, it's a constant fight with post players wanting to put the ball on the floor in the middle of the paint when they're double teamed. So those are things we spend a lot of time on. And so then when they come back, now we do work a lot defensively. And I was just telling Dennis riding over here, I said, you know what, we scored the ball today. I don't know if our defense was that bad or we shot it that good. I'm not sure. But we sure shot it today very, very well. But that's kind of what we do is skill development in the summer.
Jay, how is it different for the guys? How, without, you know, kind of gearing towards that October 15th when you can do stuff year-round, how has that changed your preparation?
Well, first of all, I learned something with coaching them. I didn't realize girls didn't play that much pickup ball. The guys is, I think, a little bit different. Of course, we've got a skill development coach that's really all he does is work players out. Of course, we have a situation a few times where we're having to back guys down that they're going maybe too much overtraining, and of course we have to look out for those overtrained injuries and so forth that come up. But our summer, I've changed my philosophy. Of course, this summer, one of the areas when evaluating our season last season, and anyone that kept up with us, we were one of the best teams defensively in the league. But offensively, we really struggled. So we've made a conscious – I think we've gotten to the point where we're going to play the way that I would have preferred to play once we got here. Of course, it's the head coach's job to put you in a system that you think gets you the best chance to win. But I really like the players that we had coming back and, of course, the players that we were able to sign as well. So we felt like it was a great opportunity to really change the way that we play. And what I mean by that is our tempo and pace, and we're just be a much more aggressive team offensively and playing a lot more in transition. So that was implementing that offensive style and system this summer. It's not easy, especially when they're used to playing another way. It requires a lot of effort, conditioning, and a mentality to play fast. Was what we spent most of our summer on. So much different than our first two summers.
We are talking Southern Miss basketball tonight on the Golden Eagle Hotline with Coach Joey Lee McNellis and Coach Jay Lander. We're going to take a break, come back, continue to talk Southern Miss basketball. If you have a question, get one of our question forms. You can ask a question that way here on the show tonight. Back in a moment, this is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit canebrakecountryclub.com or call 601-271-2010.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And we are back here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, our normal Thursday night Golden Eagle Hotline. Coach Will Hall is, and the Golden Eagle football team, off this week, an open date. They are out and around recruiting and watching some future Golden Eagles. So in place of football tonight, we're talking Southern Miss basketball with Joy Lee McNellis and Jay Ladner, and great to have them take some time out of their busy schedules to be with us tonight. All right, let's get to some questions from here in the restaurant. This is for Coach McNellis. It says, I think you have 15 players this year, which has not always been the case. Why this year?
Well, it just worked out that way, to be very honest with you. I don't know that I like 15. I like 15 today because we've had some injuries and you still have enough to practice. That's the positive side of it. But we just, with the transfer portal, we were at 13, and we had two opportunities to get some really good players that I think will impact us greatly. And Dominique Davis, transfer from LSU, Macy Weaver, transfer from Arkansas. And so that's how we were able to complete that 15 roster. The challenge that you face with, you know, women are emotional, and I can say that. I don't want you two guys to have to say that. But women are emotional. And I will tell you, when you have five women sitting on that bench, that's a different animal. I'm just telling you, you can't play 15 people. That's just the truth of the matter. So I have never in my 30 years had 15. So I'm just going to need a lot of prayers to get through this year, because I can tell you, five will be over there mad, and I will be, they will be ready to pull my hair off. And for sure, yeah. So we'll see what's going to happen for sure. We, our coaches, every day at the end of practice, we go in and we pick, we started out picking our starting five from that day of practice. Just, okay, who are you going to start tomorrow? So it's been pretty consistent. There's been some changes. So this week we moved to a top seven. And so now we have a top seven. We all agree. We went to top eight, but not everybody could come up with eight. So we have seven. Well, yesterday some of the wings, the twos and threes, came in to watch film with my assistant coach, Patosha Jeffrey, and she said every one of them was glued to that board of whose name was up there, because every coach has their list of who's up there. So today, I will tell you, this morning's practice was really heated. There were a lot of bodies flying this morning. We even had, Jay, you don't have this either. We had two fingernails break today, okay? And one girl's broke, started bleeding. She had to leave the court because it was bleeding. So we always have a different set of issues, I can tell you.
I've never thought about those.
No. Hey, here's one for Jay. This is from, I think it's Tommy here in the restaurant. How is the pressing defense going to be in the preseason? Are you working on the press, and how will you use that during the regular season?
It appreciate that, Tommy. It kind of goes hand-in-hand with our up-tempo style and pace of basketball. Of course, even last year, analytically, I didn't think we pressed very much at all, but we actually, compared to our league opponents, pressed almost as much as anyone in the league. That was last year. We've got a lot more depth. I think that we have, if you're going to play that way, you're going to play more people. Sure, I think that coach, of course, was talking about having 15 players. But you're gonna have to have 10 or so guys that are really ready to play on a given night. And it goes hand in hand with controlling the tempo of the game and playing at a much faster pace. And we work on that daily. So still got some, you know, I want us to create havoc out there defensively. And if there's one word that I would, if you had to ask me what word would describe how we're going to be playing, I would say pressure. If we can only use one word, it would be pressure on both ends. So pressure defensively, of course, utilization of a full court man-to-man and zone press, and then, of course, playing at a much higher tempo.
Right, here's another question. This, Joy, this is for you from Vic Purvis. Vic sitting down front here. Vic, you might know, is from Puckett, Mississippi. Right. So he wants to know, is Rose Warren living up to yours and his expectations?
She is. She is. I will tell you, like I said, Deja Allman, our starting point guard, has been out now for she has an IT band. We ended up getting an MRI. We thought it might be a meniscus tear. So she's been out for a month. So that's why we had to move Rose from the four spot stretch forward to the point guard. But she is really, really just playing more comfortable as a sophomore and with a lot more confidence. And so she's really made a lot of strides. I'm telling you, those three freshmen we had last year that are sophomores now, they definitely have elevated their game. And And Rose is one of those that is going to get the eyelashes. She don't wear a wig yet, but she does have the eyelashes. And so I have to stay on her. Did you get your shots in today? But I am really proud of her. And when you see her play, you'll be very proud of her.
All right, here's another question for Jay. Rose Warren on the ladies' side, but here's one from Dennis, wants to know about Tyler Stevenson. How has Tyler improved over last year?
I think I don't know if I've ever seen a young man that has improved, of course, in the 2 years that since, and I've had very little to do with that. It's all him. I don't know if I've ever seen a young man improve and expand his game as much as Tyler has in a short period of in a basketball player's career than Tyler Stevenson. In fact, Tyler today, I had to speak, John, as I was telling you earlier, at the Eagle Club luncheon in Jackson today. And as I was thumbing through social media on the way home, I shouldn't have been doing that, but I was.
Not in the car,
yeah,
were you?
Yeah. Well, I pulled over on the side.
Oh, okay.
But I happened to see that Tyler was named to the preseason All-Conference USA team. So I was so excited mm-hmm. about that. And, of course, I thought that it was a crime that he didn't make it in the postseason from last year. So I was excited. But he's I tell you what he's done. When I say expanded his game, he's gone from being an at-the-rim player. Last year he became really good in the mid-range, 15, 16 feet away from the basket. Now he's able to shoot the three. And so that really helps his game out. But we know his greatest talent and ability is just playing hard. He plays the way that we all think when we talk about the Southern Miss way, whether it be our football teams of the past, Lady Eagles, baseball. He plays with that type of toughness and spirit and effort and embodies what we would want in our players.
We are talking Golden Eagle basketball tonight with Joy Lee McNellis, head coach of the Lady Eagles, Jay Lander, head coach of the Golden Eagles, here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. A lot of questions coming in, a lot of good questions tonight. We'll take a break, come back, and talk more Southern Miss basketball right after this. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Hey, y'all, this is Michael Felder, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way through the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to get your favorite podcast. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
And back on the Golden Eagle Hotline, joined tonight by a couple of folks that don't really need an introduction. Joy Lee McNellis, an Hall of Fame basketball player for Southern Miss, head coach of the Lady Eagles, and Coach Jay Lander, former Golden Eagle, who was on that NIT championship team, now the head coach of the Golden Eagles. Nice enough to stop by and visit with us here at Walk-Ons, and thanks to our good friends here at Walk-Ons for being the site of the Golden Eagle Hotline. Next Thursday night, we'll be joined again by Coach Will Hall. The basketball Golden Eagle Hotlines then will resume in early December. All right, let's get a question. Here's one for both of you, and they want to know about playing the from Bill, by the way, here in the restaurant, about playing more high-low post offense this year. So what can we expect out of you guys offensively this year? Joy, go ahead. You start off.
You know, We expect to play a lot more high-low this year than what we did in the past. We've got the biggest team that I've ever had, period. We've got Malia Grayson, 6'3", Hattiesburg, Kelsey Jones, 6'2". We've got two freshmen. One is 6'3". We got another 6'1 freshman. And then we've got the transfer in Macy Weaver that's 6'3". So we've got a lot of size. We really, really do. And we have really spent a lot of time working the high-low game. Now, we have some versatility that we'll play small at the four spot to be able to take away double teams from our post player low. But we will start out. At this point, my starters today is I would pick two bigs to start. And that's really not very traditional anymore. In women's basketball, they usually have four guards and one post. but we do think we will be able to cause some havoc. That will be some trials for us defensively, but we're willing to take some risks there to be able to pound that ball inside.
Jay, how about you guys? Joey's right. You don't see people want to be fast and quick and shoot the three-pointer a lot nowadays. How about your kind of approach to the high-low game like that?
Well, I think Coach would tell you all the bigs want to be guards, and all the guards want to be bigs. We're actually going to do a lot less of that this year. We have made a deep commitment. We're positionless. We're not playing. Here's what I found. In our league, we didn't have – most of the other teams have 6'11", 7 feet, you know, big, strong guys. And of course, we were generally counting with 6'7", 6'8", post, Tyler Stevenson, Pinckney, those guys. And you know, we were just undersized. And I said, you know, to heck with that. Let's make those – let's play to our skill set. Let's make them guard us. Of course, you've already – earlier in the show, we've talked about the change of tempo. So we're actually more open post. We've opened the post up. More of a five-out offense. Of course, really trying to get it down there as quick as possible, get the best shot we can get as quick as possible. So we actually do have a few actions where we're working high. Of course, we did a lot of it last year. We were analytically one of the top 15 in the top 15% in the country of throwing the ball into the post. So that's something we certainly have in our arsenal. But it's not something I think that fits our particular personnel, unlike coaches. And, you know, I'm going to go back to what I was saying earlier. It's the head coach's job to put your team in the best system, and not just one system is where you can win. You can win in a bunch of different ways, fast and slow and medium paced, high, low, open post. There's just a lot of different ways to play. But Coach and I's job is to put our team in the best system that it takes to win.
Now, here's another one for both of you from Randall here in the restaurant. Will we pressure the ball this year? And if so, how much? Joy?
Yes, we will pressure the ball. We have worked a good bit on our zone presses. We actually just put in our three-quarter court press, which for us was our best pressure defense last year, because now in the women's game, there's better ball handlers and stronger guards, and they can throw over top of the full court zone press, which a lot of people call it a 1-2-1-1 press, a diamond press, some people call it. So we just put in our three-quarter court press. We've really been working a lot, like Jay has talked about, man-to-man, full court, trapping out of that. And we've also worked a lot in our full-court zone press. But we will work in our three-quarter court press, because we can use that coming back into our matchup zone, as well as giving us an opportunity to convert back in man. But, we're going to come get you. You know, and my bigs are able to run, so that's the good thing about them. And so it's able to help us be able to get up and down the floor, because on the front of our press, we'll have a big on the front.
Jay, what about you guys? How much pressure defense will we see from the Golden Eagles this year?
You know, our intention is 40 minutes. And we want to guard, you know, every dribble, every pass, every inch of that hardwood out there, 94 feet by 50. And we want to create tempo with our defense. You know, in the college game, Coach kind of referred to it a little bit. Unlike maybe in high school and even to an extent in junior college, when you're pressing, it's not – you have a – keep in mind we have a 30-second shot clock. And sometimes it's – the value of the press may not be in stealing the ball. It's very difficult to turn over college guards. But the value of that – with that clock, of course, we were charting this last week in practice – most of the time, even in practice, as hard as we were pushing the ball, they weren't initiating. The opposing team wasn't initiating half-court offense until about 16 seconds. So we had forced them just by the fact of the delay in bringing the ball up. Maybe some teams it would affect more because if they're really, really point guard oriented, taking them time to get into their half-court offense. So that now we only have to guard in the half court for 16, 18, 20 seconds as opposed to 25 or 26 seconds. And that's great value for us.
All right. We are talking Golden Eagle basketball with Coach Troy Leeming-Nellis and Coach Jay Lander here from our favorite spot, Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg, the site of the Golden Eagle Hotline. Back with more Golden Eagle basketball and Lady Eagle basketball after this. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
Southern Miss fans, for more unique Golden Eagles content, subscribe to the official USM podcast, Inside Southern Miss Athletics, hosted by the voice of the Golden Eagles, John Cox. Hear from a variety of different guests and their stories as John dives deep on their connection to the university through athletics and the community. You can also find archived coaches shows. Search Inside Southern Miss Athletics on the Varsity Podcast Network. It's also on Apple, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Is Golden Eagle Hotline live at Walk-Ons. Let's rejoin John Cox.
Right, we are talking Golden Eagle basketball tonight, both Lady and Eagle basketball, as the season not too far away from getting started. Coach Joy Lee McNellis, Coach Jay Lander joining us tonight here at Walk-Ons on the Golden Eagle Hotline. All right, let's get back to the questions, and here's one again for both of y'all. Since quickness is what it seems to be all about, Joy, how quick will we play this year?
We got a transfer from LSU. Her name's Dominique Davis, and she is one of the best creators that we've had in quite some time here. And she is learning to go until she gets stopped to be able to get us rolling in transition offense. Actually, we have a freshman from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, that set the national record last year in three-ball shooting. Now, she's struggling guarding, but she can really shoot it, okay? We got to figure that out. But she and Dom were on the same team today and yesterday, and Dom created for her, and we put 7 seconds on the shot clock that we had, or 8 seconds on the shot clock, and you got to score in 8 seconds. Well, yesterday she was 7 of 13 from three-point range, shooting it before the 8 seconds. And today she was 11 of 14 from three-point range. So we've just got to – I told Dom today, I said, I'm going to tell you, sweetheart, you got to figure out how to play part of her defense because she can't guard anybody right now. But she can flat shoot the basketball. So our goal is to play fast. We want to play fast. And, you know, the thing is you put that on the clock, then they want to take bad shots. And so we have a board over there. Coach Ladner's seen it over there where we have all our players' names and whatever our emphasis is that day, they run sprints if they don't do it. What today was talking, if you don't crash the boards, if you have bad body language, you know, if you don't touch a teammate, just different things like that. You get beat off the bounce. And then we have what's called saves. And the players are happy they have Coach Matt Gardner, that's my new director of basketball operations over here, that's with us. But Matt came up with saves. And I said, saves? Why do you want to have saves? He said, well, at least they could be motivated. If they do something good, they're getting all those sprints taken off. And so, I'm telling you, it takes 4 guys to do the math on it at the end because you have the saves and then all the negatives. But Mac came up with the saves. And so today we had to put up whether good shots, bad shots, making choices there. But our goal is to play as fast as we can play under control. That's the key. We don't want to shoot it from the parking lot just because the shot clock's only at 18 seconds.
All right. Jay, what about you? What's too quick, and how quick do you want to play with the Golden Eagles this year?
Well, we want to – I don't think anyone that's probably seen us play the last 2 years probably will recognize the pace that we want to play at. And, of course, it takes time. You know, kind of echo a little something Coach said. There's a misconception that playing fast means – blacktop or lack of discipline on offense. To be honest with you, it actually requires more.
Correct.
And if you want to play, first of all, the commitment to effort and the really sprinting and but before course, you get the basketball possession. The basketball, you got to stop them, and it's best to run off of turnovers and rebounds as opposed to having inbound the ball. So there's a misconception. Oh, they just running up and down the floor. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth, to be honest. And
right.
But you do have to coach shot selection, and it's the head coach's job to coach shot selection and define shots. But I always tell our players, I'm not really defining it. What you've done since the minute you picked up a basketball as a child, as far as developing your overall game, is really the you're the one that's defined it. I may have to define it for you. But that's the way. So, you know, an open shot is not everybody's shot. You know, John, when you were playing at USM, you know, you were open all the time.
Every shot was an open shot.
You happened to be the only time. When John was playing at USM, the only times he shot it were when he caught the ball. So, you know, you and I would have to have a talk about your shot selection and make sure that you share the basketball with your teammates. Now, so shot selection is a coach's job. We of course, through charting and in practice, you know, the three-point shot, although we will probably shoot more threes than we have the first 2 years combined this year, it's not everybody's shot. They have had to prove that they can make that shot, in the fact that, well, I'm open – is not a good reason to shoot the ball. And shot selection has a lot to do also, of course, with personnel, time and score. There's a lot of factors. A bad shot a bad shot with 30 seconds left may have been a good shot with 10 minutes left. You know, it's got a lot to do with time and score.
All right, we're talking.
Hey, I want to add to that. Right. I'll give you an example that just happened. We have a player on our team that cannot shoot the three, and she's open, Jay, all the time.
Going to continue to be,
okay?
Probably, right, Coach?
So she shot the ball the other day, and a three, and I just went ballistic. And she said, but, Coach, me and Coach Mack was in the gym, and he saw me making some three balls and said I should take some threes. And I said, how many days a week do you shoot the three ball? Well, I shot it last week one day, and I missed a week, and I shot the week before. I said, you're open for a reason. Your shot's a turnover. I'm going to have a talk with Coach Mack of telling you to shoot that three ball. No, do not shoot the three ball.
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. More to come. Got about 20 minutes or so to go on the program tonight. Talking Golden Eagle and Lady Eagle basketball here at Walk-Ons. Back in a moment, Southern Miss basketball from Learfield.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Golic, and I'm back to host the second season of the Fan Exam live trivia game every Monday and Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. Test your college sports knowledge against fans from around the country for the chance to win cash and prizes, including an unforgettable New Year's Day experience at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. It's free to play in the brand new Fan Exam app or at thefanexam.com. Get ready to ace the test. Join us for the Fan Exam Season 2 every Monday and Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Highlighting Southern Miss Athletics, this is Golden Eagle Hotline. Now, back to John Cox.
And we're back here on the Golden Eagle Hotline at Walk-Ons here in Hattiesburg, the official home of the Golden Eagle Hotline. All right, here's a question for each other. For Joy, whoever wrote this says, happy to see the Chicago Sky win the WNBA title. Just wish that Jamera Faulkner was still playing for them.
You know, and I text Jamera. She's living in Fort Worth, Texas now, working with music and having a clothing line and all those things. But it was an exciting time for them to be able to win it because she played with those two guards, Courtney Vandersloot and Allie Quigley. Jamera actually was Vandersloot's backup. So it was exciting for them to get that win.
The WNBA continues to grow and grow. A lot of national attention, worldwide attention of the WNBA.
It is. It's really, really grown. And, you know, this year it was pushed back a little bit because of the Olympics. And actually, I like it being pushed back because it was like the WNBA ended and then the NBA starts. And so it was really just kind of flowed on in as a tip-off for basketball.
Jay, here's one for you. Artur Konuchik is a guy that's played for the Golden Eagles the last couple of years. He is not with you right now. He's fighting an injury back home. How do we expect him to be back next year, or what's his status? When do you expect him back?
Let's see. You got it, John? We expect Artur to be back. Here's what happened, Artur. He played last year with a dislocated kneecap. The only way to repair the dislocated kneecap, it's not repairable by rehab. It has to be surgically repaired and strengthened. And he would not have even been – it would have been January, of course, before he was ever even able to get back on the floor at all. So it just made perfect sense. He had not used a red shirt year. Of course, we pressed him right into service when he got off the plane from Estonia his first year. Poor guy played with that injury in the entire year last year. Now, that was the other side of it. He was able to play, which, of course, we needed him. He was able to play without any having to worry about further damage, but it had to be repaired. And so after talking with him and his family, the best thing for us to do, we did the surgery here just before the spring session. Of course, he was able to go home. You know, if it was a player from here in the States and they could get back and forth easier, you know, that we would have probably had him here. But it just made sense with him to do his rehab and so forth at home, because and of course he's still academically involved, so he'll actually return back to campus in May.
Joy, I was over in the Coliseum the last couple of days last year. The configuration of the benches and the scorers table and all that was so different between of COVID-19. It's nice to see it starting to look like Rieger and Coliseum again.
You know, and that was the first thing. Coach Matt Garner was on the conference call that we had to see exactly how things were going to work out with the seating, because I don't know. I'm sure Jay didn't like it either.
No.
I really did not like
it. Hated it.
We had players scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
And so that was the first question I asked him is, are our benches going to be able to be back being normal? And so that's really nice to be able to have that back. And you know, people might not realize, but that's really difficult to coach when you've got a player down the baseline that comes off the bench, but that's where she has to sit.
Yeah.
Because she is one that has not had COVID. That's how we had to say it. If you've had COVID, not, but they all got out there and played against each other. That didn't make any sense to me. But they wanted to separate them based on if they've had COVID or, you know, or if they had not had COVID. So I'm excited to be able to get that back in action.
Jay, last year, I don't know, I was over there between the two benches. I don't know how many times the officials turned to me and signaled who had committed a foul in the ball game, or a guy kept tapping on my table because he wanted to check into the ball game.
Yep. It was odd. Gosh dang, I hope we can get past this stuff. I know I'm probably speaking not just for Coach, but for everybody. You know, what a mess it's been. And just the schedule, the way the Coliseum was had to, align and conform. It wasn't good. So I'm fired up to get back the way it was. But just having the guy, you know, you part coaching is teaching, and of course someone makes a mistake, and you've got to, you know, you got one player so far away. They, you know, it makes it tough. It makes it tough, and it's I'm glad we're past that.
Well, hopefully everything will be as close to normal as it can be when both the Lady Eagles and the Golden Eagles get back in action here in a couple of weeks. Take another break. Come back as we begin to start wrapping things up tonight. Back in a moment. This is the Golden Eagle Hotline from Learfield.
This is the College Football Rewind.
10-5, give it 6.
The kick is good.
And the Longhorns win.
This is what big-time college football is all about.
Taking you beyond the box scores to relive the emotions from the Saturday that was in college football.
Got it. Touchdown, Penn State.
Right pylon. Touchdown, Washington.
It's the College Football Rewind. Download on Sunday mornings on Apple Podcasts. Search College Sports Now.
Welcome back to Golden Eagle Hotline. Here again is John Cox.
Back on the Golden Eagle Hotline as we talk Golden Eagle basketball tonight with Coach Joy Lee McNellis, saying, Coach Jay Ladner running out of time, so I'm going to each ask you, each of you, one question here. Need a fairly quick answer if you could. Joy, pre-conference schedule, what are some of the challenges of the pre-conference schedule?
You know, we're really excited about it. We'll have our same day that Jay plays William Carey. We'll play William Carey for our school day, our education day. That's always a fun time to be able to play the school across the way. But some of our biggest challenges, we play at Alabama. That's going to be an interesting game for us. They'll return to us. South Alabama is always a great battle. They actually come to Reed Green and play this year, which will also be another really, really good game. Some people have asked about State and Ole Miss. Did not work out, could not get them back on the schedule. Hopefully in a year, we probably won't get State back on. We're trying to get Ole Miss back on. But those are two games that are very early on in November that's going to really be a challenge for us.
Jay, what about you guys? What's it look like on the pre-conference schedule?
Well, always, just like coaches group, always very tough, challenging, typical Southern Miss type non-conference schedule. One of the things that we were able to do in scheduling or has been a focus for us is to get some teams back on the schedule that have been traditional rivals. Of course, there's a lot of realignment talk and all that, you know, what's going on there. And there's some Sun Belt teams on there, you know, when I say that. South Alabama, as Coach said, you know, that's a natural long-time rivalry for us. They're picked as one of the top teams in the Sun Belt. The second game of the season is going to be, of course, Coach mentioned we both open up with William Carey, which, of course, they've beaten us a few times. And I know Coach Knight, one of the best that's ever done it in our state, he'll have them ready. But the second game of the season is going to be against Louisiana Lafayette. They are selected to win the Sun Belt Conference, and they're going to come back to Hattiesburg. And I think that's the first time we've played them in a while, John. Of course, right after that, we go out to TCU. And play TCU for the Big 12. That'll be a great challenge for us. So we get a chance to go to over Thanksgiving holidays, John, to Montana. I'd never been to Montana. I didn't realize that the northern border of Montana is Canada. So, my gosh, I've never been that far north. I don't know what the old Mississippi boys are going to do way up there. It's going to be a little cold, I guess. We're going to have to pack heavy. I think we have a very, very challenging non-conference schedule, but also a schedule that helps us prepare. What's the purpose of non-conference schedules? Prepare you for league play. And I think we have one that can do that.
All right, one final break tonight. We'll come back and wrap it up tonight here at Walk-Ons. Back in a moment, Southern Miss basketball from Learfield.
There is something for everyone at Canebrake Country Club in Hattiesburg. Canebrake offers an 18-hole private golf course, a 24-hour fitness facility, a junior Olympic-sized swimming pool, and year-round social and dining events sure to please every member of the family, including the new Canebrake restaurant and bar overlooking the 18th green. For more information on membership or hosting your next big event, visit CaneBreakCountryClub.com or call 601-271-2010.
We're back on the Golden Eagle Hotline, just about out of time tonight, but quick enough to get enough time left to get a quick answer from each of our coaches. Joy Lee McNellis, what can people look forward to from the Lady Eagles this year?
Well, we're going to play hard. We're going to grind it out, and we're going to try to play as fast as possible and hope to be able to play 10 players. Like we do a lot. We play 9 or 10 players. But we're going to play hard. We're going to give it our best effort every single game. And, you know, I think that's all you can ask for.
All right, Jay, same question. What can people expect out of your Golden Eagles this year?
I want them to represent the university and the athletic department, the basketball program, in a way that can make our fan base proud. And we're in year 3 of our tenure here, and it's time for us to show some improvement. That's me saying that. That's not anybody else telling me that. That's what I'm saying. And so I think you're going to see we want to continue where we were defensively, continue to improve on the defensive end. We were one of the top teams in the league last year defensively. Offensively, you're going to see us, as we've talked about multiple times during this broadcast, playing at just a much, much higher tempo and pace. But also want them to see a team that plays together and is unified and just plays hard, you know. So I know that's a lot of coach speak right there, but that's truly what I want to see, and I think people see from our team.
All right, Joy, Jay, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us tonight here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. We can't wait for it all to get started. So best of luck to the Golden Eagles and the Lady Eagles, and let's have a great year.
Okay.
Thank you,
thanks,
guys.
John.
Thank you.
Hi, Coach Joy Lee McNellis with Coach Jay Ladner with us tonight here on the Golden Eagle Hotline. Again, want to thank our good friends at the Mississippi Hospital. Association. The thanks for our hospitals and their frontline heroes who are searching and sacrificing so much to take care of all of us, whether it's paving the way for a healthier outcome, tackling life's challenges, or providing protection. Mississippi's hospitals and their healthcare heroes are there for you and your families. The Mississippi Hospital Association encourages all Mississippians to make the winning play and take their shot at beating COVID-19. Well, we've got no Golden Eagle football this weekend, but basketball is just around the corner. Golden Eagles, an open date as far as football is concerned. They will be back in action next week against Middle Tennessee up in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And next Thursday night, Coach Will Hall will join us again here at Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg for another edition of the Golden Eagle Hotline. And again, thanks to our good friends at Walk-On, and thanks to everybody who showed up tonight, everybody who came out tonight to be a part of the Golden Eagle Hotline. So hope to see you all year long at Reed Green Coliseum to watch both the Lady Eagles and the Golden Eagles, and hope to see you when the Golden Eagle football team returns to the Rock, to Roberts Stadium to play. Hope to see you there. Thanks again, everybody. Until then, John Cox is always reminding you of the three essentials of happiness: something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time as we bring you the Golden Eagle Hotline. Good night, everybody, from Walk-Ons in Hattiesburg.
On the Southern Miss Sports Network from Learfield, you've been listening to Golden Eagle Hotline, live from Walk-Ons. Tonight's show was brought to you by Walk-Ons Sports Bistro. Win everyone, everywhere, every way, every day. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Southern Miss Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.